This is the first Sunday of the Christmas season, the fourth day of Christmas if you're counting and hoping that your true love will send you those four calling birds. But our gospel reading actually speaks of that second day of Christmas gift, the two turtle doves, which is the sacrifice that poor Jewish people, who couldn't afford a lamb, were required to make at the temple in Jerusalem in thanksgiving for the birth of a child. The presentation of Jesus at the temple is important enough in our church calendar that in addition to reading about it during Christmas time, it has its own feast day on February 2nd. That day has a lot of names. Outside the church, of course, it's Groundhog Day. But in the church, it's been variously known as the Feast of the Presentation of Jesus at the temple, the Feast of the Purification of the Virgin, the Meeting of the Lord, and Candlemas. It comes 40 days after Christmas, and it was until the 20th century the traditional day for taking down your household Christmas decorations. The biblical event that it celebrates is the one we just heard about in the gospel lesson, the day when, in accordance with Jewish custom, Jesus, as firstborn son, was presented in the temple to be dedicated to God, and also when his mother, after the prescribed 40-day waiting period, went through the post-childbirth purification rituals and was able to enter the temple too. It's a feast that's been celebrated for a very long time. There are presentation sermons we still have going back to at least the 4th century. One of the reasons we celebrate it is that Jesus and Mary going through all of the prescribed rituals of their faith is a reminder to us that Jesus was fully human, rooted in a family, a community, a faith, a history, and in the covenant between God and God's people that the Jewish rituals celebrate and affirm. But the main reason that we retell this story and celebrate this event is because of what happened after Jesus was presented in the temple. Simeon, a man of deep faith, had received a promise from the Holy Spirit that he would not die until he had seen the Messiah that God had promised. When Jesus was brought to the temple, Simeon burst into poetry, praising God that he had seen the fulfillment of the promise and asking God to let him die in peace now that the promise had been fulfilled. It is a song so moving and powerful that it has become embedded deeply into the worship life of our church. Indeed, Simeon's song, which we call the Nunc Dimittis after the first two words of the Latin version of it, is one of the two prophetic songs that we always sing or say during the church's formal evening prayer. The other, of course, is the Song of Mary, or Magnificat, which parallels Simon's prophecy of social upheaval in the fulfillment of God's promised salvation. But Simeon's song went further than the mere realignment of the social order. He declared that Jesus will not only be the Savior of Israel, but also will bring God's light to the rest of the world. This is a remarkable claim. Simeon and his community had been waiting for God to send someone to bring them victory over the nations of the world. And suddenly Simeon realized that this was not God's intention at all. In a flash of inspiration, Simeon knew that the one who brought salvation to Israel would not throw down the rest of the world, but raise it up, and that the light of God would shine on everyone, even you, even me. Simeon's words about Jesus being a light to the nations are why it became customary in the Middle Ages to bless the beeswax candles on the Feast of the Presentation for use throughout the year for both church and home, hence the name Candlemas. Candlemas was celebrated with a procession through the town and into church, bearing the candles, which were sprinkled with holy water and blessed. This gospel lesson of Jesus' presentation and Simeon's song was read and preached on before communion. And whether we bless candles at Candlemas or not, whether we process through our town to remember Jesus' presentation or not, we still celebrate this event by remembering Simeon's glorious realization that Jesus brought the light of God to all of humankind, not just to those who were waiting for it. I'd like to close by sharing with you the hymn Adorna Sion Thalamum, which was written by John of Damascus in the 8th century and has always been sung during those Candlemas processions. This is a new and really splendid translation by Catherine Plouffe, and she really captures the wonder and the splendor of both the event of the presentation and the church's celebration of it, especially when her translation speaks of Jesus' parents bringing the capital T temple, by whom she means Jesus, to the temple itself as offering. So here is Adornacion Thalam in English. Let Zion's bridal room be clothed. He comes, her Lord and her betrothed. Let bride and bridegroom by faith's light a vigil keep throughout the night. Saint Simeon, go forth in joy, exult to see the baby boy. Make known to all the light divine that soon on every land shall shine. His parents to the temple bring the temple as an offering. The righteousness of law he chose, though to the law he nothing owes. So Mary, bring this little one, yours and the Father's only Son, through whom our offering is made, by whom our ransom price is paid. And forward, Royal Virgin, go, and let rejoicing overflow. With gifts, bring forth your newborn Son, who comes to rescue everyone. Lord Jesus Christ, the glory bright, who guides the nations into light, be praised, and for eternity be glorified, O Trinity. Amen.